Are you struggling with neuropathy, that painful numbness in your feet, that squishing feeling, those lightning bolts of pain, perhaps in your ankles and other joints and extremities? Hi, this is Marty Terrell for InnovativeWellness.Center in Clive, Iowa. Christy Steiger, InnovativeWellness.Center. Reach out to Christy and her professional staff if you are struggling with neuropathy like I do. They have turned it around. They haven't reversed it all, but they have attacked it and done it professionally and effectively at a very fair and reasonable price. Avoid the $49 come-on ads. In the chiropractic industry, they do not work. And in the end, you'll spend thousands of dollars chasing what is virtually impossible to reverse. Innovative Wellness Center. Elevate your well-being. Give them a call at 515-355-3200. Innovative Wellness dot center. At 515-355-3200.
Welcome to the Fred Dreyer program here in the Sports Lounge. I'm your host, Michael Horn, but the star of our show is this gentleman right over
here. Yes, sir. I'm here.
Yeah, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Mr. Fred Dreyer.
So great to be with all of you today. Mike, great to be with you.
Good to be back with you. I was at a wine taste, judging fine wines from international, all over the world last week, and thanks to Mike Gary for sitting in. Did you miss me?
What's that?
I said, did you miss me from the show?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
Thank you, Fred.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
Appreciate that.
We got a lot to talk about today. We got Matt Young here, pitching expert extraordinaire from the Los Angeles Dodgers, the Oakland A's, Seattle Mariners, the Boston Red Sox, one of the great pitchers, and a situational lefty. And we're going to talk a little bit about this new Dodger pitcher, Yamamoto, who came from Japan, and apparently his balls over there in Japan are smaller than the balls here in the National League, and that could be a problem for a pitcher that never pitched a game in the National League. He's gotten lit up the last couple of times.
Well, it may be the first time that that is a problem.
Yeah, because we've not known it.
You know, Saito and all these other fine Japanese pitchers came over here.
That's true.
And adjusted very nicely.
What about Masanori Murakami? Remember him, the relief pitcher on the Giants? I love saying his name.
Oh, I love that guy.
Yeah, I love it. He was a great strat. Right-hander.
60s.
You and I go back a few years.
62.
Decades. Yeah.
62. Murakami. Yeah.
Murakami on the Giants. Masanori Murakami, one of the greats.
He was great.
What about Hideo Nomo? He was another guy, right?
Nomo was excellent, but he had that screwy windup that really people got to jump off of first base on him.
People don't know this about Hideo Nomo, but he was a magician. That screwy windup, he would actually enlarge the ball.
It was actually a beach ball when it came out.
But it came out. It's huge. And yes, these guys would swing, and the ball would bounce right at the plate, and then they'd stop the game, take the beach ball off, and then start again.
It's a real sports conundrum.
Yeah, we go back many years on this stuff. Some of these things I'm just remembering right now, Fred, for the first time.
Memory you have, too, Mike.
Thank you, Fred. All right, so don't forget you can follow Fred on X, Fred underscore Dreyer, at Fred underscore Dreyer, facebook.com/TheRealFredDreyer. And, of course, email Fred, freddreyer@crntalk.com. That CRN is for the Competition Radio Network. Fred Dreyer at crntalk.com. We'll
yes,
be back. Stay
excellent.
With us here.
Excellent.
Are you looking for a natural health solution to improve your mind and body? Gresca's Carbon 60 is an all-natural oral dietary supplement that supports your body's optimal health and performance. Studies show that Carbon 60 helps eliminate inflammation, often the root of your health issues. One carbon-rich serving provides your body with a powerful antioxidant to help remove toxins and free radicals. Carbon 60 helps protect your cells from damage and promotes cellular regeneration. Experience the power of Gresca's Carbon 60 and say goodbye to pain, inflammation, and fatigue. Call anytime at 720-600-6040, 720-600-6040, or visit c-60.com. That's c-60.com. Gresca's Carbon 60. Go to c-60.com.
Hi, Fred Dreyer here to talk about all-natural ingredient Balance 7. Do you suffer from heartburn? Can't eat the foods you like? Then you need Balance 7. Balance 7 improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH balance helps increase my energy, improves my memory, and gives me a great night's sleep. Unlock your immune system with Balance 7. Get better hydration and nourishment during times of stress, too. Balance 7 works. I know because I use it every day. And now you can get Balance 7 and get 15% off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. 3 1-ounce sips a day is all you need. In 3 days' time, you will feel the difference. Try Balance 7. 800-793-9039. Code word Fred. You have nothing to lose with our money-back guarantee. 800-793-9039. Code word Fred. Or go to balance7.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing and always need to stick your fingers to test your blood sugar. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. Apply a discrete sensor on your body and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger sticks. If you are living with type 1 or type 2 diabetes and you use insulin or have had hypoglycemic events, you might be eligible for a CGM through your insurance benefits. U.S. Med partners with over 500 private insurance companies and Medicare. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill your insurance. Call us today for a free benefits check.
800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. 800-989-1361. That's 800-989-1361.
Welcome back here to the Sports Lounge, the Fred Dreyer Show. We're here in the lounge with the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, Sultan, the Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game in the same quarter. The all-pro defensive end. And a lot of people, Fred, always happy to see you here on the show. You're a legend here for these guys. And we've got hellos coming at you because we're always going out there on YouTube. And you can check us out on Facebook Live. Bruce says hello. Katrina's saying hi to us. Lee is checking in. Chris is there. Rachel, Martine. And by the way, Chris says, hey, Fred, did your mom ever enjoy your success as an NFL player and later as an accomplished actor? Did she get to see you at your best?
Yeah.
It's good, huh?
Yeah, everything was... I was very fortunate to have my brother and my mother and my friends and family, relatives around to see my success.
Your dad passed away early, though, didn't he?
He passed away when I was 17.
Yeah. So you were pitching baseball at that time in high school, probably, right?
I was.
Did he get to see some of your fancy windup that you had over there, that you'd swirl that arm around about five times and then release the thing?
Well, you know,
submarine style.
Yeah, he was there the day I almost become earthbound. You know,
really?
Yeah.
Earthbound?
Yeah.
That's good.
Airborne.
Airborne. Okay,
airborne.
Yeah. You would whip it up. As a matter of fact, a lot of people in the hot summer days on the day games would like to sit in the first three rows because you would actually air condition them.
Well, they
that
did
one.
That until the noise drove them crazy.
It did, really. The guys used to sit there with their shirts off, but they had earplugs on. It was an amazing thing.
Yeah.
A lot of you had never seen it, but we go way back, as I say. Another guy that goes way back is our guest today, and we only have him for a limited time because he likes to get away from us whenever he can. We're talking about the great Matt Young, one of the all-time great pitchers, situational lefty. We love this guy.
Pasadena, Matt. He
played for the Dodgers, played for Boston, played for Seattle, coughed when he was at Oakland for a little while, and he's with us now online. Matt, welcome to the show.
Hello, Michael. Hello, Fred. How are you guys?
Hey, brother. How's goes it?
Hey, good. Hey, Fred. I could see you. I could picture you pitching. And a wind-up, kind of like Juan Marichal.
Yeah.
Yes.
With a really high leg kick.
And then, and the fun thing was, Marichal, as he reared back, he kind of stopped with all of his weight over his right leg. you know. And I've made that my moniker now. So I do that every once in a while. I still do it.
You still do it? You burnt your arm out. You didn't have Tommy John surgery, though, did you? But you burned
the arm. I can.
You can, right?
Yeah,
Is your arm okay now? Because you did burn it out. That's what led you to your football
career.
Yeah,
that's the whole idea. You want to burn it out, yeah.
That's the way it is now. They assign the pitcher up for a couple of years.
Well,
they take two years off for Tommy John.
I need the 2 years of rehab somewhere. I might as well get him, you know.
At baseball.
At 78 years of age.
Matt, you had Tommy John surgery. You've talked about this on the show before.
Yeah, I did. I actually had it about halfway through my career, and I was one of the few guys that, when I did return and recover from it, I threw a little harder.
Yeah, did you change your delivery? Because they say that sometimes the pitchers shouldn't keep pitching the way they pitched before. They'll burn their arm out again. Did you make some adjustments?
You know, probably did, but nothing drastic. Nothing drastic. I had pretty good motion, pretty solid motion. Not a ton of movement.
Well, the whole thing is mechanics.
It is.
You have to understand.
Yeah. Yeah, we had one guy, a pitcher, played, I think it was for the old minor league Angels, a guy by the name of Michael Shipps, had burnt out his arm, made some adjustments, and came back as a chiropractor.
Yeah, he makes adjustments now. He was reincarnated, I think.
Really something great. Matt, we wanted to bring you out. Go ahead.
He makes adjustments every day.
That's exactly right. Now, we want to talk to you a little bit because, and we're going to get to Shohei Ohtani here in a little bit because that's a big story here that we haven't really chatted about a little bit. But let's talk about this Yamamoto, this new phenom, this Dodger pitcher over there who is a pretty darn good pitcher. Apparently, he's looked pretty well in the NPB, as they call it, the Nippon Pro Baseball Leagues. But he's been lit up a couple of times. So, you know, maybe it's nerves, maybe whatever it is. But I found out that in Japan, they use a smaller baseball. Their balls are smaller in Japan than the balls here in the United States. Is that correct?
I believe so. Who would have thought that right now, the day before opening day, we'd be talking about the Dodgers, both the Dodgers' new Japanese players, but for all the wrong reasons.
That's right. Well, yeah. That's why we're here on the weekend after opening day and talking about this, Matt, so that we can kind of talk about this a little bit. So here's the deal. Yamamoto said he's going to make adjustments and everything. Do you do that? Do you make adjustments? And then, Fred, you brought up a great point because you've had Hideo Nomo, we had Masanori Murakami, we had a lot of different pitchers from the old Japan leagues that have been through Major League Baseball. They seem to be okay. What's the deal here with Yamamoto?
Well, we're going to find out, certainly. But, Saito, I remember Saito. He's my favorite pitcher. All these Japanese guys come over here, Matt, with the sinker ball. You know, they have a way of really, with their motion, hesitation, and delivering, and they get a lot of outs off of their off-speed pitch, you know. And I was just thinking that, shouldn't you think if they're having questions now about the speed of his pitches or the control of his pitches, wouldn't you think that they would have discussed that on the first time they met him over there and asked him to do a pitching session, you know, and to see and bring over American sized baseballs. And I would think that this conversation seems to be on the face of what's been going on with the other Japanese contingent. It should have been well flushed out by now.
Matt Young, you're a former pitcher. Isn't that indeed? Would that be the case?
Before spending that much money, you got a a lot of people that are smarter than me making that decision. And
yes,
a lot of people that are smarter than me that watch his mechanics and watch him throw. And they've probably watched so much tape on him. You just don't come here and it's instant success. Got to remember, he's pitched in one big league game that counts. He got hit around a little bit. Let's circle back after about 6 or 7 starts and
all right,
see what adjustments he's made. Because obviously he throws hard. Obviously he had pretty good control. He had a 1.81 ERA for his career over there.
And, yes,
and twice as many wins as losses. So. Four weeks doesn't ruin a contract.
Last year, Yamamoto went 17-6 with a 1.21 ERA, 0.86 whip, 176 strikeouts in 24 games. That's last year. His splitter is considered one of his best pitches, but here's the deal. It took one Major League Baseball start, one inning, and he allowed more runs than he did in any regular season start since he allowed 5 runs to the Hokkaido Nippon Ham Fighters on July 2nd in 2022. That was an NPB game in which he pitched into his 7th inning. Come on. This guy pitched in the 7th. You got to give him some credit there.
Well, you would think. I mean, maybe he has other issues here, too, that's been masked.
Yeah, so anyway, So Major League Baseball uses a standardized ball manufactured by Rollins. It seems a rather flat. It's prepared for use. They rub it with special mud to reduce the slipperiness of that new leather.
They do that to all baseballs.
Yes, they do. And the NPB ball is slightly smaller than the Major League Baseball equivalent and has a better grip, making it easier to manipulate and spin. So we'll see if that's a difference or not. We'll continue this discussion right after this break here. It's the Fred Dreyer Show. Our guest, Matt Young. I'm Michael Horn. That's Fred Dreyer. We'll be back.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a 5-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for 3 fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a 3-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99 and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Here on the Fred Dreyer Show in the Sports Lounge, I'm Michael Horn. That, ladies and gentlemen, is the gentleman seated across from me here, the all-pro defensive end, the acting legend, the one and only Fred Dreyer. And right between us with his baseball card, if you're watching the video feed, I don't know why we don't just get a regular Zoom feed here. We will next time, because Matt Young's a strapping, good-looking guy here. Matt Young, former pitcher for the Red Sox, Oakland A's, Seattle, the Dodgers, you name it, he played for him. One of the greats. A true situational lefty. They don't do that anymore because there's no more pinch hitting, but he's a great left-hander. So that's all I'll say. So don't get panicked. Is that what you're saying, Matt Young, Fred Dreyer? Let this guy pitch for a little while here, Yamamoto, and see what he has. Is that correct? What else can we do?
I'm not going to panic through one spring training.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing if you do.
It is. I don't hit the brakes. I just put a lower gear in and let it coast.
That's a sentiment.
I agree.
That all non-participants make. You know, I mean, the guy could get shelled in the next couple of games. It wouldn't really mean anything. You know?
So, Matt, when you're pitching out there, you know, they keep saying, you know, after Tommy John surgery, or maybe if you've got a different size baseball, you got to pitch or whatever, that the pitchers have to tweak their mechanics and their grips. What are they talking about? What do the pitchers do? You're a former pitcher. What did you do?
Yeah, when they say tweak your mechanics, maybe a stride a little bit longer, maybe a stride a little bit shorter, depending on if your arm's lagging or if your arm's too far out front when you throw and you're kind of spiking the ball. So it does get that technical at times. You know, you think you just kind of get the ball and throw it, but, everybody tweaks mechanics a little bit to optimize the spin rate on the breaking ball or optimize the back rotation on a changeup or just a sinker, just throwing a sinker. It could be something as small as putting a little bit more pressure on your index finger. It takes time.
I noticed, Matt, I noticed that they mentioned in this article about this situation that the flatness of the threads of the seams might have something to do with it in the difference between the Japanese baseballs and the American baseballs.
True.
Fred, you're right. It does make a big difference. If the seams are raised a little bit more, the ball grabs the air if you're throwing a breaking ball. And the breaking balls break just a little bit sharper and a little bit later. On a sinker, if the seams are raised a little bit, then it's kind of a little bit late sink, but it's a little bit more sharp. It's not like a lazy sink, but it really bites. So you just got to get used to things.
Yeah, they say that the balls used in Japan have a little more of a pop to them in the Japanese league. And so the Japanese balls tend to be on the lower side of the requirements, whereas the Major League Baseball, MLB balls, tend to be on the higher side of regulations. So makes the balls all heavier, bigger than those Japanese balls. So we'll see what goes on there.
Yeah, I'm the word panic is you should not really pay much attention to anything about not being confident that this guy is the guy they said he was.
Exactly. Now let's talk a little bit about Shohei Ohtani, who's not pitching. He went to Tommy John surgery. He's off this year, but he is batting a little bit. And so now he's got this thing where he was, people thought he was gambling, but now it looks like, you know, things have turned around, and maybe it was his interpreter, Ipe Mazuhara, who was maybe taking the funds from the bank account of Ohtani, unbeknownst to Ohtani. and then asking Ohtani to pay off some debts and things for it. Now, if you're the interpreter and you believe him and he's your buddy and he's your friend and he's telling you all this, you maybe don't believe him. And Ohtani says the first time he heard about it is when the Dodger team over there in Korea, and maybe he picked up some words or whatever and says, what's going on? This guy's not giving me the straight skinny. Have you any more information on that, Matt Young?
Yeah, I actually have a couple little tidbits that apparently when Ohtani was speaking to the Dodgers about it,
yes,
you know, before this thing really blew up, Ipe Matsuhara was still the interpreter there, and he was interpreting. And apparently, from what I've heard on the inside, Ohtani was saying one thing, and he was dumbing it down.
That's what I thought.
To the Dodgers to make himself look good, and he said that Ohtani was a good friend, and he was helping him out of this terrible bind he got in, and he apologized, but he really, really dumbed it down. But, you know, Ohtani, who doesn't speak great English, just sat there and agreed with him because he didn't really know the nuances of what Ipe was saying.
Oh, man.
See, that's a problem.
You mean he was right in front of him,
yeah,
talking,
yeah,
down,
yeah,
to him.
I mean, they could be saying, Shohei Ohtani, did you gamble on baseball? And the interpreter would be saying, whatever, however you say it in Japanese, but do you enjoy roast beef sandwiches? And Ohtani could say, yes, yes, and shake his head, and then he'd be guilty
I'm
for
sure
it.
That's exactly the
well,
conversation.
Similar, I'm dumbing it down for you, but that could happen. That's what you're saying, right, Matt?
Yeah, absolutely. And it wasn't till the new interpreter came around that Shohei told him what he said, and then they talked to a couple of the players, and they said that's not what Ipe said at all.
Yeah. Ipe Matsuhara spoke with ESPN last week and originally claimed that Shohei Ohtani was paying off his gambling debts. Then he changed his story a day later to say that Ohtani was unaware of the payments. And then this reversal from Matsuhara, who was in Seoul, South Korea, with Ohtani and the Dodgers when they opened up the regular season, came after he addressed the Dodgers following their season opening win against the Padres. And from ESPN, Matsuhara apologized to the team about the news and said he has a gambling addiction, then he says the Dodgers were told Ohtani had covered his debts, but Ohtani's camp says that the clubhouse meeting was the first time Ohtani learned there was money missing from his bank account.
Oh, he ran to the parking lot and he had to go home.
Yeah, so this story has changed around a lot. There's a bookmaker that was named by the LA Times, Matthew Bowyer of Orange County, reportedly surfaced in a federal investigation along with Ohtani's name, and the Times was investigating the matter. That caused Ohtani's lawyers to look into the situation and discover the alleged theft by Ipe Matsuhara, the interpreter.
You know something? I think this calls for Charlie Chan.
Well, something's got to go on. Here's the deal. California voters rejected two separate propositions in 2022 that would have legalized sports gambling in the state. The first, Proposition 26, would have legalized sports betting at tribal casinos. Proposition 27 would have legalized online and mobile sports betting. Both were voted down. Had they passed, we wouldn't have this problem. But I don't know why they didn't pass. California voters are stupid enough, they pass everything when it comes to money for taxes. Am I right, Fred?
Well, apparently so.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's kind of the latest on that deal. So what do you think, Matt? How does this play out? We're right in the middle.
It's going to be interesting. Really, all we're doing right now is it's a he said, she said, and who knows what. We have Fed investigators getting to the middle of this. I think you'll find that there's going to be a lot of layers that need to be peeled from this onion.
Matsuhara has been fired, right? He was making a lot of money, too, wasn't he?
Is he stateside or is he in the air right now?
I'm sure he's still stateside. I don't think he's going anywhere. But
he's fired. Matter of fact, he was I was talking to my niece. He was in her high school class at Diamond Bar High School.
Really? That's good.
Yeah.
So apparently
this guy gets around.
Matsuhara asked Ohtani to cover his gambling debts, which the reportedly total at least $4.5 million. That's a lot of gambling. Come on.
Yeah. I don't. And he probably lied to the bookie about it, saying it was Ohtani's. And how else would he, how would a bookie let an interpreter get $4.5 million in debt?
Well, there's the B word we've been waiting for.
The bookie. Is that the B word you're talking about?
The B word. And, you know, if I'm a bookie and I read the story breaks, I'm going to be very concerned that that my guy isn't, you know, passing all the illegal aliens going back to Mexico.
It's amazing. We're a week into the baseball season, and we got this going already.
Well, it's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, what are you going to do?
Nobody said it wasn't going to be exciting.
I'm telling you. Wait till we get to some new football rules here in our next segment.
I think this guy, what's this guy's name? This interpreter?
Yep.
Ipe Mizuhara.
Maybe he could bring in some good American balls.
Well, and over to Japan or something, right? Maybe they should standardize balls all over the world. Same size everywhere.
It's an international game.
Maybe they'll take some Japanese baseballs and restamp them with the Major League logo on it and let our guy pitch.
Do the Japanese baseballs have a stamp there, say, Made in Japan? Do they have that on there? Remember how they used to look at stuff? Oh, yeah, this game, always the transistor radios when I was a kid were the best if they were made in Japan, man.
All I know is Bauer is pitching pretty well.
Yeah, how is Bauer doing, Trevor Bauer?
I saw just one game he threw the other day, and he's throwing really well.
I'm telling you.
I mean, talk about a guy that got the Ryan of a deal.
New signing. Let's go. Do we have to let you go? Are you on the road here, Matt? We got to let you go?
No, my grandkids are in town, so I took time out of playing catch with my 10-year-old grandson to be with you guys.
We love you.
All right.
You guys mean so much to me.
That's all right, so we're saying goodbye then. Are you going back to the game of catch?
I'm going to go back and
we love you, Matt.
And be with the grandkids. All
Matt,
right.
Matt thanks, Young, thank everybody. So we love
thanks,
the guy.
Matt.
Thank you, Matt.
Fred,
we love
Michael,
you.
You guys take care.
Thank you.
Okay, I know I can't be alone on this. Is anyone else behind on their Easter prep? Because it snuck up on me. Good thing I went to Kohl's. I found Sephora beauty finds for under $25 that'll be perfect for my girls' baskets. And I saved 40% on cute dresses for them, too. Then I got myself a stylish dress for 20% off, plus an extra 15% off. Oh, and I earned Kohl's cash. Kohl's saves the day again. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Sephora and kids' Easter looks. Coupons do not apply. 15% offer ends March 30th. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geoform fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
IBM recently released the 2024 X-Force Threat Intelligence Index, highlighting an emerging global identity crisis as cybercriminals double down on exploiting user identities to compromise enterprises worldwide. According to IBM X-Force, in 2023, cybercriminals saw more opportunities to log in versus hack into corporate networks through valid accounts, making this tactic a preferred weapon of choice for threat actors. Noting a 71% increase worldwide in cyber attacks caused by exploiting user logins, cybercriminals are using our expanding digital footprint as a pawn for extortion tactics against businesses. Michelle Alvarez, Strategic Threat Analysis Manager, IBM X-Force.
Cybercriminals are just always looking to improve their margins, and really there's nothing that yields a higher ROI for them than simply logging in. With more fragments of user identities accessible on the dark web and cybercriminals innovating ways to steal valuable credentials, the growing identity crisis that's developing is simply one that businesses and consumers can't afford.
Sponsored by IBM.
The good folks at Wendy's have a revolutionary new product for you. Introducing the new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. It's like a time machine that takes you all the way back to now, the year 2024. It's the classic, creamy, orangey flavor you remember. Dare I say, it's new timey. It's the flavor you grew up with, just all grown up. Head over to your local Wendy's establishment and get yours while supplies last. The new Orange Dreamsicle Frosty. Here for the now, for now.
Limited time only at participating Wendy's.
I'm going out with the girls this weekend. Nails done, outfit stunner, and my skin? I know it's going to be glowing because I glammed up my shower routine with new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash. It smells so luxurious and moisturizes deep into my skin with its super rich, creamy lather that's bursting with vitamin B3. So my skin glows and my confidence grows. Try new Olay Indulgent Moisture Body Wash for glowing skin in just 14 days.
Welcome back here. It's the one and only Fred Dreyer Show. We're in the Sports Lounge. I'm Michael Horn. The gentleman here next to me, Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end. We call him Sultan, the Sultan of safeties. Two safeties in one game
that's
in the
true.
Same quarter.
Yes, that's true.
Star of Hunter and so many other great movies. And, Fred, a lot of people have got comments and things for you here today that they want to talk to you about. Martins in Cape Canaveral says hello. Lori is saying hello from Iowa, and they're celebrating there in Iowa, the Hawkeye Ladies making the Sweet 16. How about that, huh?
That part of the country always generates great athletes.
Rachel and G. Shelley are both from Birmingham, Alabama, and they're watching on and listening on Facebook, our Facebook live feed. Nikki's in Nebraska. We got other things here, too, you can talk about. You can go to our get over to our Facebook Live page, and you can make some comments in there and say hello when you want to talk to this. Nikki wants to know who you have in your basketball brackets, Fred. Do you have the brackets?
I'm not a bracket guy.
You're not a bracket? Neither am I.
No.
You know, I remember Obama used to take time out of working at the White House and make his brackets. Yeah. And he also put down his list of basketball teams at the same time. Okay, yep. One other final baseball note that we should bring up here, and this is a smart move from the Dodgers. They have apparently made a deal with Will Smith, their catcher, a 10-year, $140 million extension. It's the third largest ever for a catcher by total value behind Joe Mauer's 8-year, $184 million contract with the Minnesota Twins and good old Buster Posey, their 9-year, $167 million deal with the San Francisco Giants. They got this guy $14 million average annual value. Will Smith, he's a great catcher.
Well, wait a minute. Do you think Will left some money on the table?
Maybe. But maybe, you know, if he's...
Maybe he wanted just to get rid of it and...
Get it over with.
Get it over with.
Hey, maybe he's got a big investment guy that knows exactly...
In 14 years, he'll double that value.
Yeah, I'm sure. We'll see how that goes. But anyway, congratulations to the Dodgers and Will Smith.
Yeah, that's a good sign.
Now, we've got to talk a little bit about this. The NFL owners, they've got some new rules out, and I got to get your opinion here, Fred. They have voted to ban... the hip drop tackle. Now, this is not a dance like the twist or the Bristol stomp. This is the hip drop tackle. And not everyone's happy about this decision. Here's the deal.
Who's not happy?
Well, the NFL owners officially voted to ban hip drop tackle from the sport. They did it this last week at their annual league meeting. It was in Florida. The tackle has been a topic of debate. It's been cited as the reason behind multiple injuries in the NFL. According to the NFL, the hip drop tackle in question involves a swivel technique. Fred, if you would swivel, there you go, in which the player grabs the runner with both hands or wraps the runner with both arms and unweights himself by swiveling and dropping his hips and or his lower body, landing on or trapping the runner's legs at or below the knee.
Now, the interesting part of that is it's deadly on AstroTurf.
There you go. We've talked about this, right?
What happens once the defender jumps on the offensive guy and unweights himself, he also puts extra weight on the offensive person, and you wind up getting a sports conundrum.
Yeah, it's terrible. That's why you and I both are against AstroTurf, and it's just still continuing.
Yeah, I'd say, okay, get rid of AstroTurf.
Exactly. Why aren't they doing that rule, Fred?
Because they're stupid.
Now, not everybody's happy with this banning the hip drop tackle. Fast forward, they say to the apparently it's a three-time former defensive player of the year, J.J. Watts, who was on X, and he said, just fast forward to the belts with flags on them. He said, Miami Dolphins safety Javon Holland also criticized the decision, posting on X, breaking news, tackling banned. Rich McKay, the chairman of the NFL Competition Committee, defended the rule change, saying, quote, we have the obligation from a health and safety standpoint to protect players where there's unreasonable risk of injury.
Another opinion.
Yeah. So if they're so worried about safety, then here's my next question.
Yep.
Why is the NFL this year scheduling two games on Christmas Day, even though it's on a Wednesday? They usually don't play games on Wednesdays. The NFL has scheduled a doubleheader game coming up Christmas Day. According to Roger Goodell, the NFL commissioner, says Christmas Day falls on a Wednesday. The league said no matchups would be scheduled because games aren't normally played on Tuesdays and Wednesdays. Well, that was before the league saw television ratings for the Christmas Day games last season. And
well,
they said, we're going to play some games.
Yeah,
play a
and
game
now on. Is the time for your Players Association to get on the phone and put a stop to this.
Exactly. Because, if they're so worried about these players, why would they be, having three games in 13 days for four of these teams? I mean, they'll play three games.
It's all money.
In 13 days.
And you know, there is a rumble that the exchange of time and terms and conditions of the profession eats up the value of money.
That's it. Dan Patrick, we were up for that show, by the way, and never got it. But Dan Patrick says they're going to be teams playing three games in 13 days. The NFL likes to tell us they're all about player safety, but they're a business. Three games, 13 days, I think that's above and beyond the call of duty. So what do you think? This is three games in 13 days.
I would honestly come back with a point counterpoint, and I would tell the commissioner, we're not showing up until the AstroTurf and these stadiums is gone. Then you're going to have yourself a nice summer.
Yeah. They're banning the tackles. A lot of people saying, is the NFL just going to keep making football more offensive heavy? I mean, you can't start telling you how to tackle. You got to think about that before you tackle a player now. Is that what you got to be if you're playing your defensive position?
You need
position?
A pamphlet attached to your belt
really?
To play the game.
Like those cards the baseball players now have where they look at it. Yeah, Fred Dreyer's up. Yeah. I got Shade him over here to right.
And so if the ball comes my way, Bronco, you want to tackle him this time? Because I can't do that hip roll thing.
Pretty good. So, it's kind of crazy stuff. So games on Christmas Day, good for us and everything, but I don't know.
No, it's not good for anybody.
It's not good for anybody, right? What else we got here today? Not Deion Sanders wants his sons, he wants to choose where his sons are going to play football. Now, I bring this up because Deion said, I know where I want them to go, so it's certain cities that ain't going to happen. It's going to be an Eli. Now, when he said an Eli, he's talking about your old buddy Archie Manning, who, of course, the father of Peyton and Eli Manning. And he's talking about Eli as the reference to the two-time Super Bowl-winning quarterback who was selected with the first overall pick in 2004 by, at that time, the San Diego Chargers, for whom he said he wouldn't play because Archie didn't want him to go there. Now, tell us that story. Did you know about that?
Yeah, I knew about that. Archie, being the defined quarterback that he was for his entire collegiate, high school, and professional career, realized the value of his son's career is predicated on the first decision he makes. The decision being, where are you going to allow yourself to go in the draft? All you got to do is tell the commissioner, I'm not going anywhere I don't want to go. And that's what he did. He told the Chargers, don't draft me. Just don't draft me and let me pick a place where I want to go. And the reasoning that he gave at a press conference was that he doesn't want to be negatively influenced by poor coaching and poor philosophy. You only have certain amount. And we've seen it. That's all they're talking about now. Where is he going to go? Where are these new quarterbacks going to go? And who are they going to play for? And it simply comes down to the decision they make in the draft is that first decision of where they allow themselves to be drafted is the key to all of it.
And that's kind of it. And so, you know, I guess your prerogative is go where you think you're going to get the best deal. So that happened.
Well, no, go where you're going to be seen by the the 49ers want to draft you, that's wonderful. You know, you can work with that. How much money you make, whatever that is, that's okay. But what you don't want to do is you don't want to go to Carolina. You hear
nothing could be finer.
Yeah, well.
Especially in the morning. So here's the deal. When that happened with Eli Manning, 1 hour later, San Diego traded Eli to the New York Giants.
That's right, and he got the coaching he needed, and his career followed track.
Yeah, so there you have it. Now, let's go to this one other football story. The NFL owners are passing a new hybrid kickoff rule.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a little confused. Maybe you can explain it to me.
I don't think I can. It's late in the show.
The vote passed 29-3, and they want to jumpstart the kickoff, the owners do. And so the kickoff rule features new alignments for both the kicking and the receiving units.
It's a new rule, a new alignment.
I'll explain it simply for you.
Okay.
There's a landing zone, the area between the receiving team's goal line and its 20-yard line, that would prompt action of the kickoff if the ball were to land in that sector. Kickoffs still remain at the 35-yard line, but the remaining 10 players on the kicking unit will line up at the opposing team's 40-yard line. The receiving team lines up at least with 7 players in the setup zone. There's a 5-yard area between their 35 and 30-yard lines with a maximum of 2 returners that can line up in the landing zone. Now, after the ball is kicked, the kicker cannot cross the 50-yard line, and the 10 kicking team players cannot move until the ball hits the ground or a player in the landing zone or goes into the end zone. The receiving team's players in the setup zone also cannot move until the kick has hit the ground or a player in the landing zone or the end zone. The runners may move at any time before or during the kickoff. Now, a couple of sidelights that may confuse you here. If you got that so far? Yeah. The kickoff that hit the landing zone must be returned. Kickoffs that hit the landing zone and then go into the end zone must be returned or downed by the receiving team. If downed, the receiving team would get the ball at its own 20-yard line. Kickoffs that go into the end zone and stay inbounds and are downed would give the receiving team the ball at their own 30-yard line. And kickoffs that go out of the back of the end zone in the air or bouncing would also be a touchback at the receiving team's 30-yard line. Finally, kickoffs short of the landing zone would be treated as a kickoff out of bounds, and the receiving team would get the ball at its own 40-yard line.
Yeah, it's a bad
rule.
Rule. Get rid of it. It's not worth talking about.
Well, you want to analyze it for us?
No, it's an idiotic rule, and they just made it up. And I told you the last time we spoke.
Yes.
That this is an attempt to renegotiate. This is a renegotiating bridge to the allow the ownership, the ability to say we want to we're going to pass this law, and unless you sit down and negotiate with us. And so that's what this is. This is the beginning of a nasty negotiation.
Yeah, and you don't think it's going to be more returns, which means more chances?
This is an idiotic, asinine poll.
But tell me what you really think. Don't hold back on the audience.
No. But it's clear. I mean, it's just unprofessional. It's unprofessional in light of what is self-evident.
How do the refs know how to? After all those rules are there, how do you? There's going to be delays in games, scratching their heads, wondering what's going on.
Well, not in this room, there isn't.
No, there isn't. We say get rid of it. Take a break. Final segment coming up when we come back. Football card, should they stay or should they go? We'll be back with more on the Fred Dreyer Show.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com. How would you like to get high-speed internet for your home for less than $2 a day? That's right, for about $50 a month, you'll get lightning-fast internet. Are you paying less than $50 a month right now for your internet? Then call Whole Home Connect right now for blazing-fast internet at $50 a month with no price increases, no hidden fees, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees. It's a great deal. And guess what? You can try it for 15 days. If you don't like it, you get your money back. But you're going to love it. And you're going to love the price. Internet for your home for $50 a month. That's less than $2 a day. Plus, no contracts, no upfront costs, no equipment fees, and our 15-day guarantee. Call now. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. 800-617-5145. That's 800-617-5145.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
And we're back here in the Fred Dreyer Show Sports Lounge. All right, we got a little situation here. I'm Michael Horn. That's the one and only Fred Dreyer, the all-pro defensive end from the Rams, the New York Giants. Played for a breath. The way he didn't really play, he was just signed by the New England Patriots for a while until he said, get Tom Brady and I'm out of here. And then, of course, the star of Hunter and everything. You got some great football cards out there. And last week on the show, I was gone, and there were some great football cards that people were asking about. And our good friend Pamela, who likes to send photographs to us, sent some to us. And we've got a picture of you of Rams defensive end Fred Dreyer, number 89. That's a good picture of you. Just a frontal shot, no action. You don't like it, do you, Fred?
Well, it's the better selection of a portrait.
All right, that's a good portrait. I like that portrait. And we'll post these at our website, thefreddreyershow.com, so you can see them. They'll be at the Fred Dreyer Show. There's another one here I'll describe for our radio audience. There's Fred Dreyer, defensive end, and you're sitting there, and you've
that's
got
a Sunday. That's a Sunday morning a publicity shot. When we were on the road, the idea is to
it's an actual image
is to get these images out before the games are over.
Yeah, so that's a good one there. I like that. And then what else we got here? We've got this one here, I think. Is that, yeah, there we go. Oh, wait, we got one more over here. I'm sorry, we got to show a picture here of this one. Now, this is where you've got a mustache and a beard. Looks like you were out of that.
No, that's out. We want that out.
I think you want to get rid of that.
We don't want to see that.
Looked like you were heavily drinking or something on a Saturday night somewhere.
It's a stupidly framed shot.
We'll post it at our website.
And these guys,
everybody.
You know, you're standing there, and the guy takes the photograph before he can say, hey, don't do that.
It's kind of got that manly look, though. Looks like you can get a lot of whiskers and stuff there. Pretty nice. I like the mustache. Maybe since I have one,
you don't. No, you
got one on there now. That's not too bad. This is the photograph that I like. That one here is the best one that I know of right there. All right, that's our show. If you miss anything, that's a good
one. That was informative.
Log on to our website. We'll post them at thefreddryershow.com. You can get our podcast there. You can get our past things. And we're here every week.
Yeah, don't ask for those photographs. Yeah. I mean, just don't.
You go ahead and have them there. Final thoughts from you, Fred Dreyer?
Don't request those photos.
Okay. There you have it. Final thoughts from Fred. Until then, hopefully we'll get some more pictures in. We'll see you next week, everybody. Have a good week.
See you later.